Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our hymnal session. Let us first bow our heads in silent prayer. Amen. Let us first sing hymn 63. Sing hymn 63.
Streets of evening gather, and the night is drawing on. Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head upon thy breast. Till the morning then awake me, morning of eternal rest. Deeper, deeper grow the shadows, fill now the glowing west. Sweet the night of death advances, shall it be the night of rest? Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head. Then awake me, morning of eternal rest.
The stanza.
Let me hear thy voice behind me, calling all this wall of arms. Let me underneath my weakness feel the everlasting arms. Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head upon thy breast. Till the morning then awake me, morning of eternal rest.
Fourth stanza.
Feeble, trembling, fainting, dying, Lord, I cast myself on thee. Tarry with me through the darkness, while I sleep, still watch by me. Tarry with me, O my Savior, lay my head upon thy breast. Till the morning then awake me, morning of eternal rest.
We continue to sing the next hymn 66. Sing the next hymn 66.
Blameless here I'll stay. Lord, I'm trusting only thee. Lead me in thy heavenly way. He will guide me and care for me. Lead me on what to sweet peace. Lord, I'll wash and wait for thee. Do my sorrow comfort me.
Second stanza.
Lord, I pray thy truth reveal. Guide me to the path above. Thou, my Savior,
Stanza.
Lord, my walls filled with sin. Now at last I seek thy grace.
Last stanza.
Lord, most gracious, most divine, teach me now thy righteousness, then this lost sheep will thou guide, and with me meekness will thou
Let us sing the next hymn, hymn 237. Sing the last hymn, hymn 237.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Second stanza.
My wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins which were many were washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Third stanza.
Possess of a hope that is steadfast and sure, since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus just came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy all my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Last answer.
God had to dwell in the city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as all while I go. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy all my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Our hymnal session ends here. Let us prepare our heart for Sabbath service. Amen.
Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for our service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our morning Sabbath service. Let us sing hymn 130. Sing hymn 130.
Come to the Lord to seek His rest. On this the Sabbath day He has bestowed on those who believe the wonders of His love, the wonders of His love, the wonders, wonders of His love. Jesus our Lord revered this day with joy and love for all. So too let us listen to His call and gather here as one, and gather here as one, and gather here as one. No more shall sin control our hearts. Let God instead be King, for light and life are from His hand. For now and evermore, for now and evermore, for now and evermore. Heaven and earth shall here be seen. On this the Sabbath day, the poor now rich, the low now rich, on earth as tis in heaven, on earth as tis in heaven, on earth as tis in heaven.
We thank the Lord. Now let's kneel down and pray. We ask our Lord Jesus to lead us, to guide us, and direct us in our morning Sabbath service. Let's all together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Arrays,
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue to study on our topic, to bear fruit upward. To bear fruit upward. Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. Isaiah 37, verse 31. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Thank the Lord, we have already studied on the taking root downward, and now we will continue bear fruit upward. Excuse me. Last week, we have studied on two areas. But before that, let us also refer to John. John chapter 15, verse 8. John 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Lord Jesus says that we must bear much fruit. This is expected of us because we are in Christ. We are abiding in Him. He is the true vine. Thus, in Him, we must bear much fruit. And by bearing fruit, having fruit, others will know that we are the disciples of Jesus. We are the believers of Jesus. We are the true disciples. And in the end, Jesus says, "My Father is glorified." All right? We pray the Lord guide us so that we will bear fruit upward. Last week, we have studied two fruit. The first one, the fruit that befits or worthy of repentance. And number two, the fruit of the Word of God. Now we will continue the third fruit that we must bear. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit. Let's refer Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." In this part, Paul tells us about a victorious life in the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is always against the flesh. If you read from chapter 5, 19 to 21. Chapter 5, 19 to 21. "Now the works of the flesh are plain. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." This upper portion tells us about a life in the flesh. It is likened to a tree of the flesh. So this tree, in the end, will bear what? It will bear bad fruits. The fruits that is not beneficial to us, because in the end, those who lead this way of the life, they are likened to the tree that of the flesh. Thus, they are not able to inherit the kingdom of God. But then, today we must be likened to a tree that has the life of the Spirit. We must walk by the Spirit. We must lead a life in the Spirit. All right? So today, if we have this life of the Spirit, we will bear the fruit of the Spirit. When we say we bear the fruit of the Spirit, means the fruit. It is the result of the Spirit's operation or the Spirit's working in us, in our soul. And if we observe, verse 22 says, "But the fruit, it is in singular." It is one fruit, but with nine characteristics. Or we say, one fruit with nine qualities. And all these qualities or characteristics, it is in opposition to the flesh, to the fruit that is manifested of the flesh. So it is of the opposite. Thus, here there are nine characteristics. We will quickly run through these nine. The first one, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. How do we know love? How do we understand love? Let us turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5. "And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which He has given to us. Thank the Lord. Today we understand the love of the Lord. How are we to understand the love of the Lord? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts by what? Through what? The Holy Spirit which has given us. So thank the Lord. When we have the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is in us, we are able to understand about the love of the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit relates to the evidence, the only evidence of our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom. The Holy Spirit is the only evidence that we are able to be saved, to have eternal life in the future. So when we have the Holy Spirit, thank the Lord, we understand the greatness of the love of the Lord. And of course, in Galatians, let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Verse 6. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is of any avail, but faith working through love. Faith working through love, or faith made effective because of love. Thus, love is important. In our life of faith, we must love the Lord. We must love our Lord Jesus. We must love God. Of course, we must also love man. All right, so why we understand love? Because of the Lord. He has bestowed to us all His blessings, especially the Holy Spirit. Thus, with the Holy Spirit in us, we are able to bear the fruit of love. Love, as in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the whole chapter tells us about love, about the definition of love. We understand, especially if you say human and human relationship, love bears all things. Love endures all things. And in the end, the conclusion given by Paul, love is the greatest. All right? We bear this fruit of love. Galatians also tell us the second characteristic or the second quality and the third quality, joy and peace. We put these two together, joy and peace. When we say joy, this is the inner joy in adverse situation. Normally, in adverse situation, many will be very down, very sorrowful. They will grieve, they will shed tears, they will have a lot of anxiety in them. All right, but yet in the Lord, in the midst of these troubles, this tribulation, this adverse situation that we are in, we have the inner joy. Thus, why this inner joy? Because of the fruit of the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And peace, when we say peace, it relates more in shame, in an adverse situation, in a dangerous situation. We are able to manifest the calmness, the quietness of the heart. We are able not to be affected by the situation that we are in, but we are able to be very calm, very quiet, and to able to continue to trust in our Lord Jesus. Thus, it tells us about joy and peace. And this joy and peace comes from where? Let's turn to Romans 14. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans 14, 17. Verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The second and the third, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Ephesians 4, verse 3. eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It tells about human relationship as a church. The church, we must maintain unity. How? Here says, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Believers amongst one another, they have this peaceful, good relationship. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. And you become imitators of us and of the Lord, for you receive the word in much affliction. So they were not in an easy situation. They were persecutions and affliction. But yet here says, at the time, they were able to continue to receive the word. Why? And while and when in affliction, when they received the word, here says, with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Thus, when we say the fruit of the Spirit, joy and peace, definitely it is through the Holy Spirit to give us the inner joy, the calmness and the quietness of the heart. And number four, the fourth characteristic or the quality, patience, or we say long-suffering. Patience and long-suffering, the same. We can divide it into people and situation. When we say to have patience in the area of people, means we are forbearing. We are able to put up and tolerate others. Alright, we are able to put up and tolerate others. Some we know, they really agitate us with their behavior and conduct, with their words, with their action. But yet, we are able to have forbearance, a forbearing heart, able to tolerate them. And in situation, trials and affliction, we are able to have patience to face all this. And again, the same. It is through the help of the Holy Spirit. Let's refer to Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Colossians 1, 11. Verse 11. This is the prayer of Paul for the believers in Colossae. Verse 11. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. This is an important prayer. Paul prayed that they will be strengthened with power, with the Lord's glorious might. This refers to the Holy Spirit. So to be strengthened inwardly, for what? For all endurance and patience. And it is with joy, in joy. So patience in the midst of adverse situation or circumstances, it is also through the help of the Holy Spirit. It is the fruit of the Spirit. Number five, kindness. Kindness. The opposite of kindness is what? Very harsh. Harshness. So when we say kindness, it is what? Manifesting grace, graciousness. Alright? Manifesting grace, showing forth graciousness. The Lord, our Lord Jesus, is full of kindness. Let's refer to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Here tells us about kindness. Definitely, the Lord is gracious to us. The Lord will want to continue to give us his grace. And this always relates to what? Our weaknesses. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, the lower portion. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, the lower portion. He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. The Lord God will show His what? His grace in kindness in Christ Jesus. Thank the Lord. Today we have received this kindness, the grace of the Lord. Similarly, in return, we must show kindness to others. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience. Paul says, we as a new man, with this new nature, we put on kindness towards one another. This is the fruit of the Spirit. Number six, goodness. When we say goodness, it tells us about uprightness and doing good to others. And where we abstain from evil, this is goodness, the goodness that is in us, doing good to others. Let's refer to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. To this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of His call and may fulfill every good resolve or desire, every good desire, the desire for goodness and work, and every work of faith by His power. The last statement says, by His power. So in the prayer of Paul, Paul prayed that the Lord will help them. All right, the Lord will help them that they are worthy, that they are worthy of His call, and that they are able to fulfill, to perform what? Every good resolve or the desire for goodness in them. And this is with what? By His power. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to continue to do good, good toward others, to manifest goodness. This is number six. Number seven, faithfulness. Faithfulness tells us about trustworthy, reliable. It relates to more in relationship or in our service to the Lord. Just likened to Paul. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us about a servant of the Lord. Chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required of the stewards that they be found trustworthy or they be found faithful. This is an important requirement. As we know, the parable of the talents, the one with the five talents, the one with the two talents, the five gain five, the two gain another two. And when they come before the Lord, or when they come before the master to give account, the master says, well done, good and faithful servant. So faithfulness, it is a fruit of the Spirit, where we show forth that we are trustworthy, we are reliable. Number eight, gentleness, or we say meekness, meekness. That is in us today. That is, we do not have the heart of revenge. We do not manifest temper or rage. All right? So we are very gentle. We are very meek. Just like, for example, Stephen. He was gentle. Let's refer to Acts. This is only an example. Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 5 tells us, and they said, and what they said pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Take note, Stephen, a man full of the Holy Spirit. Verse 11. Then they secretly instigated men who said, we have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God. At the time, the people, because they could not withstand the wisdom, the spirit with which Stephen spoke, the Jews, they were angry. So now they secretly instigated men. Alright, instigated men against Stephen. Verse 13. And set up false witnesses who said, this man never ceased to speak word against the holy place and the law. Here says they speak false witness. They put forth false witness. Verse 15. And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Of course, it is not the face of an angel. It is a description, a representation. His face was like the face of an angel. The face of an angel should be very calm, very peaceable, very gentle, and so forth. At the time, even though Stephen was in this situation where the Jews, they come against him, all right, they at the time secretly instigated men and they give forth false witnesses with accusation against him. And he was before them, but yet at the time he was able to have this spirit of the gentleness. This is also why the work of the Holy Spirit. He was one full of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 6. This tells us other situations, other areas. Galatians 6 verse 1. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. Brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. But look to yourself, lest you too be tempted. This verse tells us, when we want to help others, you are, here says, restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Gentleness. Then they will be moved. They will be touched by us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, another example. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Verse 25. Correcting his opponents with gentleness, God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth. Correct our opponents with gentleness. So this gentleness comes from where? The help of the Holy Spirit. And number 9, the characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit, number 9, this is important, self-control. When we say self-control, means we are able to self-govern, self-rule over ourselves, especially what? The flesh with its lust and desires. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 and 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 4 and 8. That each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Verse 8. Therefore, whoever disregard this, disregard not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Here tells us about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Why the Holy Spirit is given? To be our helper, to help us, so that we're able to exercise self-control, especially against the flesh with its lust and desires. Thus, this is the third fruit that we must bear, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, or long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no other. Number four, the fourth fruit that we must bear. Fruit of sanctification or holiness. The fruit of sanctification or holiness. Let's refer to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Romans chapter 6, 20 and 21. Before one is baptized, or before we are baptized, we are a slave of sin. And because we are slave of sin, the fruit that we bear, it is impurity. And in the end, what is the fruit? What is the outcome? Because we bear the fruit of impurity, the end is death. Chapter 6, 20 and 21, verse 20. When you were slave of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But then, what fruit did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Verse 20 and 21. Here tells us, before we are baptized, we are the slave of sin. But thank the Lord, after we are baptized, we are what? We are now a slave of righteousness. So when we use the term slave, means we are under the bondage, the control, under the power. In the past, we are under the power of sin. But now, thank the Lord, we have put on the righteousness of the Lord. We are now following this righteousness. And its fruit is what? Holiness and sanctification. And its end, eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verse 18, 22 and 19. Romans chapter 6, 18, 22 and 19. Let's read verse 18. And having been set free from sin, have become slave of righteousness. 22. But now that you have been set free from sin, this is in baptism, and have become slave of God, the fruit you get is sanctification and its end, eternal life. Verse 19. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitation. For just as you once yielded your members to impurity and greater iniquity, so now yield your members to righteousness for sanctification. All right? So we must bear what? Bear the fruit of sanctification or the fruit of holiness. And again, we thank the Lord. In baptism, our status from a sinner, now it has been changed. Let us take note. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth how he addressed them. Verse 2. To the church of God which is at Corinth, those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who are in every place, called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, Paul addressed them as what? Those sanctified, called to be saints. But we know, when Paul wrote to the church there, the believers there, there is this trouble, this problem of what? Immorality. And the level of immorality also could not be found even among the Gentiles. But yet, in his letter, he addressed them as those sanctified, the saints. Why? Paul was addressing them in relation to their status. Let's refer chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed. This wash, tell us about water baptism. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our Lord. In the water baptism, thank the Lord with the presence, with the testimony, with the witness of the Holy Spirit, there is the blood of the Lord, and in baptism, our sins are washed away. So from the status of a sinner, now we are sanctified. So in our status now, we are those sanctified, those who are holy. But this is in our status. So after baptism, what must we do? We must keep this status as one sanctified, one who is holy by what? By having a good Christian living, by the work of spiritual nurture, to bear fruit of holiness and sanctification. And we know this is the will of the Lord. Let's turn back just now, 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's read verses 1 to 3. Then 7 and 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 to 3, 7 and 8. Verse 1. Finally, brethren, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you learned from us how you ought to live and to please God, just as you are doing, do so more and more. Verse 2. For you know what instruction we give you through our Lord Jesus. 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from unchastity. Paul reminded them about their living, Christian living. They must lead a life pleasing to the Lord. How to lead a life pleasing to the Lord? In fulfillment of His will, His requirement, that is sanctification. This is the main purpose why the Lord died for us. From being under the bondage of sin, to be a slave to sin, we are put on righteousness, and we are able now to lead a life in holiness, in sanctification. In status, we are those sanctified. Thus, we must continue with the help of the Holy Spirit and the words of the Lord to spiritual nurture ourselves, to lead a good Christian living, to bear the fruit of holiness and sanctification. Verse 7, verse 8. For God has not called us for uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregard this, disregard not man, but God who gives His Holy Spirit to you. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to be sanctified. As in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. It is through sanctification by the Holy Spirit. This is the fourth fruit that we must bear, the fruit of sanctification and holiness. We will study one more, number 5. The fruit of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Verse 11. Filled with the fruit of righteousness, which come through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Paul tells us that we must pursue to be pure, to be blameless for the day of the Lord, for the second coming of the Lord, filled with what? The fruit of righteousness. Let's refer to Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Hebrews 12, 11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later, it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Again, here tells us fruit of righteousness. When we say righteousness, what do we mean? It tells us about the character, the quality of being right or just. And when we say the fruit of righteousness, it stresses on the character and the action of the person. And just now we say, thank the Lord, from the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, tell us you were washed. So this is baptism. In baptism, we are sanctified. We are justified. So in baptism, we are justified. We are rendered. We are regarded. We are reckoned as righteous in the eyes of the Lord. So this is in status. In baptism, we are sanctified in status. We are made holy and we are justified. We are reckoned as righteous. Thus, we must, again, the same, continue to lead a life in righteousness because we have become the righteousness of God. Let's refer 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thank the Lord we have put on the righteousness of the Lord. We are righteous before him. Thus, after baptism, what must we do again? We must keep the status of one righteous. By what? By performing righteousness. Do what is right. When we say we do righteousness, we do whatever that has been appointed by God to be acknowledged and to be obeyed. Ethically means we do what is right. We have this right conduct before God. Let us read James. James chapter 2, verse 24. James 2, 24. Verse 24. You see that a man is justified by works, not by faith alone. We must manifest these works. What works? 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous as he is righteous. All right? We must bear the fruit of righteousness. That is to say, we must do what is good, what is right. Thank the Lord. We have run through five areas. We say that we must take root downward and bear fruit upward. What fruit today we must bear? We must bear the... excuse me. We must bear the fruit that is worthy, that befits repentance. Secondly, we bear the fruit of the words of God. Thirdly, bear the fruit of the Spirit. Fourthly, bear fruit of sanctification or holiness. And fifthly, bear fruit of righteousness. May the Lord guide us so that with the fruit, we are able to be pleasing to the Lord, we are able to glorify Him. Let us sing Him 252, 252. Pour down on me, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with Thy grace. Lord, keep me in Thy presence, lest I turn from Thy face. Thou canst fill me, precious Spirit, unto Thee will I bow. I need Thee to guide me, come and dwell with me now. I am weak, Lord, lend me strength now, fill my heart with Thy love. Keep me on Thy pathway, with Thy power from above. May the stream of living water fill my heart to the end, until in Thy kingdom I will never thirst again. Thank the Lord. Let's together kneel down and pray. May the Lord help us.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank the Lord. We end our service here. May the Lord bless and guide.